Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday. July 26th. Thank you very much for that, Aaron, because you know I was going to go blank, right? Yeah. 26th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we discuss D-Day. Today is the day that the Minister of Immigration is going to address the public in the Honorable House of Assembly. We all, Aaron already raised her hand and excited, right? We all are excited to see exactly what will the minister say. Is it too late? I mean, it's been like 2 weeks since he's supposed to be addressing that. But something else happened. Something else happened. I want Aaron to be reading the news today because the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party has spoken. And he basically said, hey, you need to know when to hold him. We'll know when to fold him. I know when to walk away. Don't say nothing. Right? So I found that entertaining, and we're going to analyze that. But something is also happening over PI I want to address, and I want Aaron and Ian to hash that out with me. Right? Especially that Shack place. What is it called? A Burger Shack?
Shake Shack.
And I'm going to compare that to the Wendy's that wants to come over there, and what that Paradise Island atmosphere, tourism product should look like, especially when they say, man, this product is for the foreigners only and not for the Bahamians, right? Anyway, that's just how I interpret it. But I know that Aaron didn't get to say what was the answer for
the trivia question,
so we're going to start off with that, and then we're going to talk about what's happening in the House of Assembly today. But let's do that now, Aaron. Go ahead.
All right, so the answer for today's trivia question. What are the coldest and hottest planets in our solar system? Uranus is the coldest planet in our solar system.
What part of me?
The planet, beginning with you, is the coldest. You are the coldest planet in our solar system. And Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system.
And I just recently learned that Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system, because I would have swore it would have been Mercury.
The one that's closest to the sun, right? Yeah. I thought so as well. Mm-hmm. But Venus is a woman, and misogyny reigns throughout the solar system.
She's a hot girl.
Throughout the solar system is misogyny. You see what I'm saying?
So you're saying the heat that we experienced was a woman this summer?
No, it was the sun.
It is the sun. Yeah, the sun.
The man. The sun.
Different.
Not the woman.
They moved the sun and they put somebody else.
Yeah. So you good with that?
Yeah.
Did you get anyone who won?
I had one text winner, but the number is familiar, so I have to go home. 8076 is the last four digits. I have to check my master list to determine whether they had won before, because you can only win once. I've been lobbying Central
Bank. Text and tell me, did you win already? And
text 8076. Uranus is the coldest. Venus is the hottest. Let me know if you won already. We didn't get any winners by telephone today, but we pick it up again tomorrow. I have two more questions for tomorrow's show.
Yes, yes. But let's start with this, right?
Yeah.
Let's start with Keith Bell, the minister. I expect him, it's going to be an interesting day in the House of Assembly as he goes down the list answering the official opposition, the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, and then also answering the former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, with his 51 questions, right, that he had regarding that. So I'm assuming that each one of these concerns, the Honourable Minister will address and go into detail about it. There's a voice note circulating. There's a voice note circulating, and unfortunately, I can't play it. But there's a voice note circulating that proposed to say, suggesting that it's the voice of the minister, so they say, right? And authorizing whatever is with regarding immigration and stuff like that, right?
Proactive versus reactive. Ian, I even listened to the voice note.
You listened to the voice note?
I was being proactive.
Yeah,
I
waited
for somebody to tell me that the voice note is real before I let that enter my head.
And imagine, and that's not here nor there. The issue here is whether the suggestion or the demand of the opposition that Bell, Keith Bell, resigned is warranted. I'm not sure if it is warranted for him to resign, right? I think we live in a democracy, a governance, where the prime minister says who he wants inside his cabinet and what he's comfortable for happening inside the cabinet. I know that the prime minister has yet to respond to this, so this certainly, this that would suggest that this is not urgent to him. This is a small matter to him, right? That he's comfortable with the honorable minister inside his cabinet. I would say that. Yeah. And I want us to go over what the chairman of the party, who's responsible for all of the MPs in the party, I want us to address that, whether the chairman is right to respond to this and whether his suggestion to the minister, right, who he's equal to, but he's speaking on behalf of the party, is his suggestion warranted, and it should we expect Keith Bell to withdraw his promise and address in this manner.
Okay, but you know why I put my hand up when you started talking? Because mm-hmm. you said that the Minister Bell would be addressing the Bahamian, like responding to the Bahamian people today.
That's what he said.
That's why I threw my hand up. But I don't think he responded to the Bahamian people.
Who is responding today?
To his parliamentary colleagues and them alone. In fact, he responded to the within the walls of parliament. That's all he's speaking to. Mm. He's not speaking to the Bahamian people. If he was speaking to the Bahamian people, he wouldn't be speaking from the House of Assembly. That's a question I have. When we asked yesterday, or day before yesterday, why would he wait? Why do we have to wait so long mm-hmm. to be addressed, right?
Do we matter?
All right. And somebody texted us and said, we don't understand protocol because when Wednesday is question and answer day. Mm-hmm. And what I think is that there's also a parliamentary privilege that he enjoys when he speaks in parliament. This doesn't warrant that parliamentary privilege. He should speak outside of the house.
You want him to speak outside of the house?
And what are the weekly press briefings for? Did you not create a mechanism and a space where ministers could address us on these pertinent issues? Why are you in the house? Is it to speak to your parliamentary colleagues only? Is it to enjoy the privilege of parliament? And why you need the privilege of parliament to address this?
So the other day, he had a press conference or a press briefing, right? There was he was there at a podium addressing the media who was present. And they were asking him questions, and the good minister just walked off, cut the briefing off altogether. Right. And of course, after criticism, he said he's going to address the nation or address parliament. You corrected me on Wednesday, which is today.
Yeah.
And then you said that we now have a new platform where there should be a question answering section where the media can put forward question and the minister acts. And this is what is happening today. Is not that.
No, it's not. He's going to speak to his parliamentary colleagues. Will the media be able to ask him questions in the House?
We call for the thing that is called accountability. And being in that position that he holds that position because the people have voted for him in the constituency that he's in. He's representing those people. And when you do things out of line, just like any bad child, you are spying.
But clearly his constituents support him. We know that there's a motorcade. Motorcade that came in support.
Y'all keep saying clearly.
Clearly.
I argue to you, any PLP in that position, in that constituency, would have gotten the same treatment. Mm-hmm. Any PLP in that constituency. Mm-hmm. See, when I did the pre-election conversations, right, the question that I threw on the table for every single candidate was, tell us, how will you balance your obligation to Constitution, your obligation to constituents, your obligation to party, your obligation
country.
To parliament, your obligation to cabinet if you make it that far, and then your obligation to the prime minister. See, that's separate from your obligation to the prime minister, that's separate from your obligation to cabinet, and that's separate from your obligation to the party. And all of these things, they have to find balance with. And I don't know whether Keith Bell has even asked himself that question, let alone whether he asks himself that question at every step of the way. You ready to go into the article?
Yeah, I'm ready to go into the article because I'm thinking that and reading and reminiscing that our former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, accused Keith Bell of dishonesty. I laughed when he said it, right? Dishonesty, I'd say, some people need to just leave this alone. Let's select someone else to lead the charge.
Agreed with
and
that.
I'm not sure if Hubert Minnis is the person who should be asking the 51 questions. And I said, let me just put that out in the record. I'm kind of uneasy with him spearheading this and speaking with integrity and stuff like that. Because I still want to know what went down with Abaco, the NGOs. Because the PLP, they forget about this NGO investigation. With this spending, what the money is they spend?
The food
network thing. And I'm going to bring it up. Because I haven't forgotten. Because it was a big hullabaloo they was doing before. And they just gone silent on it. But let's go into this article.
All right, so we're looking at the cover of today's Tribune, the 26th of July. And the headline is Mitchell tells Bell not to respond on immigration. Mitchell tells Bell not to respond on immigration. Foreign Affairs Minister Fred Mitchell said he told Immigration Minister Keith Bell not to respond to recent immigration controversies because it would not be beneficial to do so. May I stick a pin, Mr. Newry?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start here. Because it would not be beneficial to do so. Now, those words are not in quotation marks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll read it again. Foreign Affairs Minister Fred Mitchell said he told Immigration Minister Keith Bell not to respond to recent immigration controversies because it would not be beneficial to do so. Beneficial to whom? Is the first question I ask.
Mm.
Beneficial to good governance? Beneficial to honesty, accountability, and transparency? Beneficial to the party, beneficial to the ministry, beneficial to the members of staff in the ministry, the Bahamian public. Who would it not be beneficial for? That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to read.
Go ahead.
He also suggested someone at the Department of Immigration, quote, a well-known ingrate who was disciplined before, close quote.
You can't talk about civil servants like that. Can you call a civil servant ingrate? But anyway, go ahead.
I don't know.
Apparently so. They're ingrateful people.
Is behind recent leaks about Mr. Bell's actions.
Is the leaks good for the nation to know, or the leaks bad? Because I remember on a campaign trail, Shane Gibson had all kind of leaks that he used to read. But anyway, that's back in the day.
And which leads us back to the first question, beneficial to whom?
Hmm.
Okay, I will continue reading. His comments came after the Office of the Prime Minister said it is examining claims about Mr. Bell's actions and will provide a detailed response. The Free National Movement has claimed Mr. Bell superseded the authority of senior immigration officials many times. In one case, it is claimed he allowed 65 Chinese nationals at the British Colonial Hotel to be released despite irregularities. FNM leader Michael Pintard also claimed Mr. Bell approved a work permit for someone on a restricted list a day after the person was deported for overstaying. Quote, we put every PLP candidate or would-be candidate through a module to teach folks how to be public figures. Close quotes. I don't believe you, Mr.
No, they had
Mitchell.
Classes. I remember seeing them having classes.
Oh, I remember people coming and talking about it. In fact, I remember people telling me, oh, Aaron, they don't need to come on your show to answer those questions because we have classes.
Mm.
Did Kirk Cornish go to those classes?
Would Cornish do so?
The Prime Minister of Abaco.
He doesn't know who's the Prime Minister.
No.
See, a lot of people don't know that Nassau is the capital. He don't know who the Prime Minister is.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that quotation.
Go ahead, man.
Quote, we put every PLP candidate or would-be candidate through a module to teach folks how to be public figures. Close quotes. Mr. Mitchell said in a voice note, open quotations, one lesson that I shared with folk is that you ought to know how to keep your own counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Which would be good advice, pause, close quotations.
Mm-hmm.
This is Aaron speaking now. It would be good advice if you're a gambler. But you're not a gambler. You're a member of parliament.
Mm.
Your job is to govern, not to gamble with the lives and futures of Bahamians. I'll go back into it.
Go ahead, ma'am.
We open the quotations again. I, Mr. Fred Mitchell, I shared in the lectures a number of experiences that I had that taught me there could be no rational discussion by a minister on immigration in this country.
There you go.
The country is hopelessly split on the issue, with one side accusing the next of being traitors. And so no minister can put a point with a logical argument within this matter. I want to close the quotations
that,
right there.
That ends that.
So just no minister of immigration. Don't worry about it. He should not talk because the people are stupid and illogical and don't waste your breath. Look at how we're going to have to put Mr. Fred Mitchell on the same list with the Minister of Works, Minister of National...
I hear your critique, but I want to read this. This is a Facebook post by the Honorable Philip... They have Philip Brave Davis here, but the Honorable Fred... Philip Davis, right? His official Facebook page says, a number of concerns have been raised with respect to several immigration enforcement matters. We take such concerns seriously. Bahamas deserves the facts. We are working to pull together detailed answers to address these concerns and look forward to releasing those in short order. The idea that the Prime Minister has posted this, right, on his official Facebook page, not addressing the nation, but his official social media page, means that Keith Bell needs to stand down. Keith Bell serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister says just now that he's investigating it to determine whether Keith Bell has done anything wrong or not. Therefore, there's no need Keith Bell to be addressing the nation at all.
The Prime Minister is not an investigator.
What do you mean he's not an investigator?
Is he an investigator? In his portfolio as lawyer.
But you just said Keith Bell serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. So
no. Until he fires him or demands that he resigns, Keith Bell needs to answer to us. If you don't think Keith Bell should answer to us, then you must fire him first, and then you answer to us.
Well, I think that's in the gist is what CA said.
No. Let's not imply.
Said that Keith Bell is serving at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. Yes. The Prime Minister said on his official page.
Prime Minister's page.
Facebook is nothing official about. Even the Prime Minister don't own the page. No? Mark Zuckerberg owns the page because he owns everything that you put on Facebook.
Have you seen the Prime Minister talking?
I didn't say it wasn't the Prime Minister talking. is that an official statement?
I don't know, but it has his picture up. But if you have his picture up and saying that he's doing an investigation,
the point is this: I don't.
You think that's that AI again?
I'm not bothered with whether the Prime Minister's whether Bell serves. At the pleasure of the Prime Minister, Ian, what concerns me is that if the Prime Minister has officially told us that he's taking over the conversation, then he must be taking over the conversation because Keith Bell no longer has the capacity to speak as the Minister of Immigration, which suggests that he is about to be fired. Unless you fire him, let him speak.
What concerns me is that we have been having these actions that have been taking place within the immigration area. That is a dangerous and a slippery slope there for you to be a minister and you're interfering with.
Allow our Prime Minister to investigate.
I agree.
He's going to investigate it, I don't see why we need to be talking about this.
We have to talk about it.
No, he's doing it. Wait till he finishes the investigation.
We the public demand.
You can't be demanding of our Prime Minister.
We could demand from anybody as long as we pay you.
I'll pause. I can pretend like he's the Commissioner of Police, and I'll stand by, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll back up and stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do the investigation.
Well, I know.
Appoint, tell me that you've appointed a team. Oh, tell me you have appointed an independent investigator and you don't want to reveal that person's name to the public. Tell me something, because I know the Prime Minister's not going to investigate it himself. Tell me something. But I know you want me. You want us to stand by.
I understand.
Am I allowed to? Well, I didn't mean to say it like
that. No, we're good.
Can I read the rest of the article?
Let me read this text first, and then you can read the rest of the article. Okay. It says, when Keith Bell, because it's addressed to you, basically. When Keith Bell speaks to his parliamentary colleagues, he is, in fact, and let's move that up, speaking to the Bahamian people. MPs represent the Bahamian people. It will be on record. There is no formal parliamentary record for general statements to the press. Parliamentary comments, therefore, hold an additional layer of accountability that simple press statements don't hold.
Point made. However, they are policed by their own colleagues, right? It's a parliamentary. They're policed by their own colleagues.
And you're protected,
too. And you're protected. Have his same colleagues that you expect to police him, have they disclosed?
No, they didn't disclose.
We don't know. We can't verify who disclosed and who didn't disclose. All we know is Pintard say all his people disclose.
Plus, we know that the PLP, again, the chairman reminds us that he has educated all the MPs and the senators and whoever put their name forward that they need to disclose.
Disclose. Yeah. So I appreciate the point that you're making. Do you know how, what's the procedure to get access to the Hansard? Was it the, what's they call it, Hansard?
Yeah.
How do I get access to those records. Documentations, right? How accessible are they to the public? Once again, why does it appear as if he's relying on parliamentary privilege to protect his statements? And look at it now in the face of the response from Mr. Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
The man has parliamentary privilege, and still his party is telling him not to speak. Let the Prime Minister handle it. It's just not a good look. And we know that justice must not just be done. It must be seen to be done.
Go ahead.
It looks the same like when it's looking the same as if when ministers are asking the same question. When he was prime minister, and like you said, where was the accountability? Where was the care for the people? Where was the care? You was busy just still fishing the boys.
Listen, minister,
Where was the material that was in Abaco that should have been issued to the people? But we shouldn't have been hearing from him. Oh. That's the whole thing. We shouldn't have been hearing from him.
I'm going to tell you, don't even go that far. We shouldn't be hearing from him, because when he had his press conferences as a competent authority, they stopped media questions.
Altogether.
Yeah.
Certain people shouldn't be in the forefront asking this question. Fine. But let's go to the phone lines, and then we can see if we have any more text to read. But producer, pass the caller through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning again, my good friends. Very provocative conversation. But, you know, the thing is, ministers finish, diminish, extinguish. I don't hear anything about ministers. What is hurtful to me as a citizen? This situation with Mr. Bell. Now, Ms. Green, I give you a PhD in critical thinking. But me personally, I'm ignorant. I'm not even interested in the legal parameters or buffers that shield these jokers from the truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is simple for me, and what is pure and clear in the 12 o'clock sun, is the fact that 62 out of these 65 people didn't have any passports. Can you guys recognize that? All of this BS subsequently doesn't even matter to me. The fact is, people didn't have passports and you released them and you don't know who they are. But if they were Haitians, they would have been carried to the detention center. So we see that the darkies are treated different, and we obviously see the difference with the Chinese and the money that they display. So what I'm saying is, because they are Chinese and they're Mongols, they're not white people, they don't deserve to go in the detention center, because it will obviously create some kind of backlash. Then we can just use our eyes and juxtapose all the photo ops with Mr. Bell, with the Haitian migrants, and Mr. Louis George, and all of the other photographic psyops that he was creating. So what is he, some special immigration chief for the foreigners and not for the Bahamians? Man, this is pure and simple. Then I just learned, because I was ignorant when he spoke initially, that Mr. Chester Cooper, true plausible deniability, denied that he had answered Mr. Bell. So what is this here? This is simple. You no need for no talk. Walk.
Thanks very much. I see the passion there. I see we just got a press release from the Ministry of Immigration and Labor.
Immigration, yeah.
But you want to read that so people be aware of what the press release is? It's entertaining. I don't think that Balki Bell will be addressing anyone in Parliament today.
The only question I have in that, Aaron, is that with those Chinese nationals, did they have passports? And if they didn't
the
have
passports... Prime Ministers don't invest. I tell you that already.
I only asked if they had it or not. I heard 60%
say something... They come through the airport. They have to have passports. They come through the airport. But let's read that so we can continue to analyze what's happening.
All right, Aaron. So this is a... released today, July 26th, press statement from the Ministry of Labor and Immigration on the detailed clarification on questions raised by the leader of the opposition on immigration matters. The Ministry of Labor and Immigration wishes to address the concerns and questions recently raised by the leader of the opposition regarding various immigration matters. In the interest of protecting individual privacy and preventing potential liabilities, specific names will not be disclosed. We caution those who have put individual names into the public domain that breaches of rights to privacy may give rise to legal liability. Each immigration case is unique and handled on a case-by-case basis, taking into consideration the specific circumstances and information available at the time. Full stop. See, the question about legal liability, right, and mm-hmm. calling names. Mm-hmm. If the ministry is telling me, and the general public, you must be careful when discussing immigration matters in the public because you don't want to call the names of people who are applying for status, like the individuals, or is he referring to the people in the ministry? I just throw that question out.
Once they call it in the Honorable House of Assembly, they straight. I don't pay attention to these replicates. Yeah, safe inside the Honorable House. They can call all kind of names they want.
Firstly, a case was raised regarding a work permit that had expired, which led to an arrest and detention. We want to clarify that the arrest and detention report was uploaded on the same day the renewal application was enrolled. Despite the outstanding fees, the renewal was approved.
I guess anyone has no problem with that.
Factors which were taken into consideration included the individual's long-term residence in the Bahamas, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, and the lack of salary during the period of the pandemic. This discretion was exercised in line with practices of previous administrations under similar circumstances.
You remember back in the day when you said, when the work stop, you have to leave?
Yeah. Yes. But
see how they do the double talk, the double speak? They can't have a work permit.
Let's not accuse them of double talk and double speak. Aaron, just point out that something doesn't quite fit in that sentence.
Are we in a banana republic or are we in a tuck shop? I'm trying to figure which one it is.
Let's analyze. Let's hear the rest of it.
All right. Again, we are reading from a press release from the Ministry of Labor and Immigration issued today, the 26th of July, press statement from the Ministry of Labor and Immigration on the detailed clarification on questions raised by the leader of the opposition on immigration matters. In a second case, an individual was reportedly approved for a permit while detained at the detention center. We can confirm that at the time the decision was made, no information regarding the arrest or deportation was on file or in the system.
Conveniently.
Consequently, the minister granted the approval without any contradictory information that might have otherwise affected the decision. Stick a pin on the press. So, what I infer from that, mm-hmm. not what's being implied, what I infer from that is that you granted it because it wasn't their fault, because your systems are lacking, and so they shouldn't suffer because there's dereliction or incompetence in your systems.
What I inferred from that, see, you use the word, yeah. What I inferred from that is that there is no computerized system at the detention center. This is why we have people who are detained for years because they don't input no information to say, well, this person with a name, with this certain name and identification is now here being detained. So technically people can be lost. Look, that's what I inferred from it.
Now I'm taking Minister Alfred Sayre's name off the firing list because he gave us that great word opportunity. This presents an opportunity for us to realize that we should have computerized the detention center 2 decades ago.
And we wonder if it has been corrected now.
Right, because these aren't situations that happened last week.
This is a couple weeks ago, though.
All right.
From January, we talked. Anyway, go ahead.
The third case mentioned, again, we're reading from the press statement from the Ministry of Labor and Immigration. The third case mentioned involved an individual intercepted on a boat attempting to smuggle into the USA. The individual was charged, convicted, and restricted. The Ministry of Labor and Immigration would like to clarify that this individual's work permit was denied 3 times and was never approved. In the fourth case, contrary to claims, the applicant was never detained. In fact, the individual held valid permits from 2015, renewed annually, and valid until 2023. The fifth case involved an arrest for overstaying, which subsequently led to deportation. Despite the allegations, there was no arrest or detainee report on file or within our system for this individual.
Well, we know the system will work because you already said before that the people being detained and we have no records.
Right.
So clearly the record keeping ain't good. Right. But go ahead.
In the case raised involving a permit to reside, despite claims that there was an approval after a conviction for overstaying and scheduled deportation, we found no document on file or within the system to indicate that this individual was convicted in court. Wow. Okay. On a more general note, several concerns were raised about the approval process for permits. It is important to note that current practice at the Department of Immigration does not require employers to submit financial information. Therefore, it is challenging to accurately determine employers' ability to sustain employment. In respect of the claim that approvals were granted without interviews being conducted or unsupported by proper documentation, we consider that instances of such cases are highly unlikely given the stringent checks and balances in place. However, we urge the leader of the opposition to provide specific instances for further investigation. The approval of applications made while an applicant is detained at the detention center is not illegal. There have been many occasions when individuals have been arrested while an application for approval is pending. Full stop.
And the issue is not the application pending, you know, or that the person didn't apply and they were detained. The issue is that they were detained, then the application is being put in subsequently. I think that is the issue.
Now, mind you, so you're saying, let me reread that. The approval of applications made while an applicant is detained at the detention center is not illegal. There have been many occasions when individuals have been arrested while an application for approval is pending.
See the verbiage? It's the verbiage.
But it suggests that the application had already been submitted and received.
Yes.
But wouldn't that person have a receipt? And wouldn't me, if I've submitted an application for renewal, I have the receipt in hand, along with my other documents, unless I don't have them because I have to give all the documents to the department, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have the receipt. Wouldn't the receipt prevent me from being detained? And even if it didn't prevent me from being detained, wouldn't it put me in a specific category of detention? Like, these people ain't got no papers. This person has a paper, and we need to verify mm-hmm. the validity
mm-hmm.
of the paper, right? We have to verify that it's not a forgery. Wouldn't they be, like, in a separate category?
Well, why are we still giving papers? Why are we undocumented giving them cards? Like, where we can process.
I just want to know if we have a computerized system that we could type someone's
name. In the 21st century, they should have been fingerprinted and all.
Continue reading from the press statement, Ministry of Labor and Immigration. In respect of the claim that approvals have been granted to employers who, after investigation, stated that they did not submit the application, our records confirm that there have been incidents where work permits were approved without consultation with the director or minister. Upon receiving complaints from employers, these matters have been promptly addressed. So hold on. What they're saying is that an individual who had been granted a work permit with employer A has submitted for renewal for said work permit, but employer A was not consulted or contacted, and the work permit was approved without the employer being aware or the minister or director or minister?
That's what I heard.
Roll over.
Okay. In respect of the claim that multiple work permits have been issued to individuals deemed as, quote, facilitators, close quotes, our administration has been working diligently to curb this activity. We continue to monitor and take the necessary action. It is open to everyone to report wrongdoing wherever found. And so the leader of the opposition is welcome to provide any evidence he has of instances where approvals have been granted to unqualified applicants or employers.
Mm-hmm. Which is true.
What do they mean by facilitators?
Person who facilitates.
What are they facilitating?
The work permit.
Okay. They're not actually an employer, but they're pretending to be an employer.
To that particular individual.
For the purpose of getting them a work permit?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that.
I would love to get more clarity about that term, facilitators. I am not clear at all. In situations where detainees were ordered to be released, we urge the leader of the opposition to provide specific examples. On the matter of citizenship, it is important to note that there are categories under the Nationality Act that allow individuals to be sworn in without renouncing other citizenships.
Boy, say that again, because I know those COI could be vexed. But say that again one more time.
On the matter of citizenship, it is important to note that there are categories under the Nationality Act that allow individuals to be sworn in without renouncing other citizenships. Regarding the issue involving the Chinese nationals, we confirmed that the workers were in the country legally. Their employers were in the process of applying for their work permits.
Stop right there. Process or approved?
They were in the employer. I can read the sentence.
Okay.
Their employers were in the process of applying for their work permits.
Okay.
To avoid disruption to the major ongoing construction project on which they were working, it was considered futile to detain them overnight. The issue was promptly corrected the following day.
Continue.
I see it. I was thinking about statements we read on Friday from the article in the article by Candia Dames. Things weren't quite lining up. Okay, next paragraph. Concerning the questions put by the former prime minister about a specific citizenship application, we clarify that at the time in question, the minister was, in fact, in Miami, not in Switzerland, as previously stated in error.
So you misspoke.
Yes.
Yes, he was in Miami.
Yes.
Okay. So
this is what they're saying.
So the gentleman called him while he's in Miami.
Does it matter where he was?
I told you he's in the host assembly, but we can talk about that.
The next paragraph. The questions which have not been answered directly by the above did not raise anything of substance. Let's stick a pin there. Hold on.
My question is, can citizenship be given out on a weekend?
Pause. Citizenship could be given out
I said on the weekend.
Oh, why
anytime.
Not? Outside but of the jurisdiction of immigration?
Ian. Why not? Ian, let me repeat the sentence. I don't
so
think
I can
you,
be on the beach and you can get your citizenship.
I don't think you heard the sentence.
Go ahead.
The questions which have not been answered directly by the above did not raise anything of substance. Say what?
No substance.
Answer them anyway. Answer them anyway. We remain committed to transparency, due process, and the rule of law in all immigration matters. We remain committed to maintaining an immigration system that is efficient and fair and respects the rights and dignity of all individuals.
And what you're saying, you're implying to me that I could be bringing in some people right now on the boat and they could be getting their citizenship before they land on the beach.
I didn't say anything.
Have some mojitos and some daiquiris.
I didn't say that.
Anyway, we have a caller in response to that. I have a response for what facilitators are. There are people who like intermediaries who like help process the papers. They don't work for immigration, but
when I want to go and get my U.S. visa, but yes. I can't figure out the computer program.
Yes,
there's a business that I could go to facilitate.
That's the
I got it.
That's the JP people on the side of the immigration building then.
That and other people.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go to this caller. Producer, pass the callers for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning again, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning to you.
And Aaron and Mr. Money.
Morning, ma'am.
You know, I'm amazed. So all the other questions is of no relevance. I mean, like Aaron was saying earlier, this is why the questions are going to be answered in the house where he have immunity. He don't want the reporters to ask him specific questions. But like I said from a few days ago, those questions are not going to be answered to the satisfaction of anybody. You understand? Because they're not forthcoming. That is the bad part about it. And for those facilitators, I know of two persons individually, and I know them personally, who have gotten work permits for persons who does not work for them. And they have nothing for the persons to do. They have no way to pay them. But they are these persons who pay them to stand in as a employer and put in for work permit for them. I know of two persons like that.
And this press release say that we will be addressing these things. So
they're not going to address anything.
They will address it.
Mr. Neary, I feel like I used to be the devil's advocate. But like somebody in the background was saying this now, roll over.
No, you're here. Thank you very much.
But I want to mention that this press release is not from the minister himself. This is from the Ministry of Labor and Immigration. So this is from the entire ministry, the Department of Ministry of Labor and Immigration, because it's not signed. It's just on the letterhead and say, this is the response from the ministry itself regarding...
Where you get the press release from you asked me to read just now?
My inbox. That's where I get from. My inbox is sending me things.
Hey, listen, let's bring Loftus Roker back as consultant back to immigration. Let's see what happens.
I don't know if I scared that's a real...
It's a real one.
Or not. Look, let me get back to this article. Mitchell tells Bell not to respond on immigration. Mm-hmm. Quickly. I see you checking the text? Check the text.
Mm-hmm.
Where we left off from the article in today's Tribune, Mitchell tells Bell not to respond on immigration. Quote, so you had now this recent issue of the non-nationals interdicted on a worksite in Nassau, which happens every day, the Lord sends, when there are rational actors on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
The leader of opposition, Michael Pintard, knows it. The former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, knows it. And yet they would pretend that what transpired is somehow some big, unforgivable faux pas. See, that's why I'm concerned that he, Mr. Bell, opted to wait to address the matter in Parliament, where he could speak to his parliamentary colleagues, because Mr. Mitchell says all of the people in there know that this is not some big unforgivable faux pas, it's a practice. But when you speak to us, we don't know that, and we would like you to speak to us and tell us, y'all, stop stressing yourself out about things that we don't care about.
This is a practice.
This is how we do it. Don't mind the rules and regulations. And more importantly, don't mind us stressing to you guys how important it is to be law-abiding. To be critical thinkers. To protect yourself from legal action by being proactive. Don't mind all of that. This ain't no big deal at all. I just am very concerned. But more importantly, I'm concerned why are these politicians being allowed around microphones unchaperoned?
That's a good question.
Why are they being allowed to roam free and just say anything at any time? Because I don't... It's one thing that you feel this way. It's another thing that you say it out loud. As if there's no consequences for making statements like this in the public domain.
The conclusion to this is, one, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas has said that he will do his own investigation. Two, the Ministry of Labor and Immigration has now responded and said and explained what happened. I'm good with this. I am good with this. And I'm not sure why there is so much angst and anxiety and vitriol regarding this when everything has been explained. And I'm not saying by the minister, because there's no need for the minister to address this anymore. So following again, Mr. Mitchell tells Bell not to respond on this immigration, because there's no need to respond anymore. There's no need to respond to any of this. Everything has been explained. And we need to acknowledge that.
I think there's an integrity of the border patrol.
What?
Integrity of the border.
Everything has been explained.
You see, I stunned, right?
I see you stunned, but everything has been
explained. The integrity of the border, sir.
Are you satisfied? You unsatisfied?
As a woman.
I see. You take
long. Never satisfied, I buddy. See. I would like to continue reading from the article. Is that
go
okay?
Ahead,
or you
man.
Have some text you want to read?
No, no. We got 4 minutes. We got to run through these things. Go ahead.
Okay. It is made worse. Okay, let me start a little above. The leader of opposition, Michael Pintard, knows it. The former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis, knows it. And yet they would pretend that what transpired is somehow some big, unforgivable faux pas. It is made worse by the fact that there is no buffer between the decision maker and the event.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Who is the decision maker?
The minister. His discretion. All of this is his discretion.
The rules, quotation, the rules, the conventions, the practices are the best defense. They're neutral, they're normative, and they work. Yesterday, the chief of the coalition, his idiots was at it again. That's what Fred Mitchell said, okay? I don't, remember just earlier I said...
Can't put that in the newspaper. They didn't put idiots in the newspaper, did they?
You remember earlier when I said...
Did they put idiot in the newspaper?
That's what he said, and that's what they printed.
The Tribune. This is a Tribune. Had to be the Tribune.
What I'm saying is you could think it, but why do you continue to say these things out loud, Ms. Minister Mitchell?
I think he says PLP all the way.
Claiming he had documents to show something amiss at the Department of Immigration. I won't waste my time on it. You can bet your bottom dollar it's nonsense generated by a well-known ingrate at immigration who was disciplined before for acting ultra-virus of rules of the department. But you know the coalition...
The SCOI, Mr. Mitchell, think that you guys are idiots.
It's continue. I got to speed this thing up.
But you know the coalition of idiots, the Tribune, anything that they put down would stand still for nonsense to be written on it. The safest choice for the PLP in all circumstances is something I said to the accused MP. Keep your counsel, keep your head down, do your work. You can't straighten out any bet with some things. And the folk who oppose us are not interested in the truth. They're bound to duty to cause confusion. So let's not fall into that trap. Close quotes.
There you go.
Responding to Mr. Mitchell yesterday, Mr. Pintard said some PLP members do not believe in accountability. Some members of the Progressive Liberal Party do not believe that they have an obligation to give an account of their stewardship of the work that they're doing, supposedly on behalf of the country to the Bahamian people, and such a statement is further evidence of this, he said. Minister Bell has an obligation to answer a wide range of questions put to him and accusations made against him by members of the public service in whose job he has been consistently interfering, as well as members of the media and the opposition, close quotes by Michael Pintard.
That's a whole article there?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, let me patch this caller through. We give him 30 seconds to speak, and so I'll wrap it up. Go ahead, caller. You have 30 seconds.
Hey, thanks, Aaron and Neri and my boy inside the monitor. He keep reminding the people when he do the voice note. He do one this morning again, Fred Mitchell, that is they're talking about. And he keep reminding them, say, 3 days before payday. I don't know
what
people saying.
What? Okay, I got you.
I guess what Aaron McGreen.
Yeah.
See how the papers write that and keep putting idiot. If someone used a term like that before they call his name, I don't know if they'll write it. They wouldn't think that's fair. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Fred Mitchell is be so much out of order for us.
Leave my MP. I got to cut you off. No, I got to cut you off. I don't like that.
Listen, Papa, I know
you talk like that.
I know you're still listening, Papa. I got your book here at the Guardian for you. I got to call you.
We may come from the ghetto, but we're seeing so much ghetto things happening. We're seeing plots from murder for hire.
Papa, my MP.
I mean, we're seeing murder for hire. We're seeing idiots calling. We're seeing all kind of
things.
Listen, we even seen the beach.
Go ahead, Aaron. We got to go. Go ahead.
Thank you for letting me join you in the second hour today, Mr. Nuri.
I enjoyed it. I like when we analyze the news. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green was with me. And of course, Ian Munnings is with me as we had a Man Down Mashup Wednesday where we analyze the news and see that there's no need for Keith Bell to respond to any of this.
Not if you fired. I mean, if you fired, there's no need to respond to anything.
Have a wonderful day.